You will not miss Bob Hope. He's coming up on Monitor in just 3 minutes. My name is Morgan. This fellow's Peter Nero. That is Amy's theme.
When you're driving in your car, going near or going far, chewing gum while on the go helps you keep alert, you know. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew Wrigley Spearmint gum. Get some soon.
Bob Hope, Master of Ceremonies at the banquet of the International Radio and Television Society this past Thursday.
I got a kick out of being here, really. And I'm so thrilled to be invited. I'm thrilled to be invited anywhere after the Academy of nominations, but this has been a thrilling night for me, not only with my association with the Sarnoffs. 30 years. I've been, this year, 30 years solid NBC. I don't need a bonus. Forget it, Bob. It's silly. I was around when Jessica Dragonette outranked the general. Do you believe that? But I get a special kick out of this show tonight, and just to see these kids. I was sitting there watching that wonderful talent of young Americans and young, clean Americans. These kids are the rule in our country. Do you know that? They are. And it's inspiring. I don't know whether you know it, but I play colleges. I play 10 and 12 colleges all over the country. These are the kind of kids, and they're the rule. The wonderful, clean Americans. There are those, the other kids get the publicity, you know, those kids up in Berkeley that throw themselves in front of troop trains and things, you know, send a little blood to the Kong. And those kids over at Stanford that made a track star out of Vice President Humphrey, you know. Of course, he didn't mind because they recognized him. But there's a... We've had our share out on the coast, out on the strip. We had a few kids out there that were weirdos, too. I don't know what they were smoking, but the cops were demanding flight pay, and I just want to tell you, it looked nasty out there for a while. I thought there was going to be a riot there one night when a bus driver closed the door on a girl's beard. It was just a mess, I'll tell you. But you know, I am so glad to see this because I've seen a lot of wonderful young Americans. And my last three trips to Vietnam, I saw about 400,000 wonderful Americans that don't have any picket signs. They have no complaints. I want to tell you. And they don't burn their draft cards. They're there. And they're doing a hell of a job. And they're fighting. And they exemplify the same spirit as I think our guest of honor does tonight. I think the spirit that not only made this a great network, but made this a great America. And I'm so proud to be here tonight. Thank you.
Bob Hope, Master of Ceremonies at the banquet of the International Radio and Television Society this past Thursday. Of course, the guest of honor Bob referred to was Robert W. Sarnoff, president of RCA, who received the Society's 1967 gold medal.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I like the taste. Simple as that.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I think everybody who smokes should try a lark.
There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
Great smoke, right eye chains.
Hey, there's nothing like a lark.
Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
Signs, signs, I see the signs. The road up ahead will be paved with hard times. Signs, signs, what can I do? I just can't stop loving you. Lately, whenever we're dancing, it's just like I'm dancing alone. And every time that I kiss you, I'm kissing two lips made of stone. See the signs, the road up ahead will be paved with hard times. Signs, signs, what can I do? I just can't stop loving you. It seems you do things to hurt me. You say things that make my tears fall. Looks like I'm heading for heartbreak. The handwriting's there on the wall. Signs, signs, I see the signs, the road up will be paved with hard times. Signs, signs, what can I do? I just can't stop loving you. Signs, signs, I see the signs. The road up ahead will be
18 minutes past the hour. You are on the monitor beacon. Yogi Berra said, and this is a direct quote, "You can observe a lot just by watching," which is like saying you can hear a lot just by listening. But that's true when you're listening to monitor. Friend of Yogi's coming up in a couple of minutes or so, Joe Garagiola. Right now, the Sandpipers.
I'll walk in the rain by your side. I cling to the warmth of your tiny hand. I'll do anything, help you understand. I'll love you more than anybody can. And the wind will whisper your name to me. Little birds will sing along in time. The leaves will bow down when you walk by. And morning bells will chime. I'll be there when you're feeling down, to kiss away the tears if you cry. I'll share with you all the happiness I found, a reflection of the love in your eyes. And I'll sing you the songs of a rainbow, whisper of the joy that is mine. The leaves will bow down when you walk.
Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by Chrysler Marine Products, Chrysler Corporation.
There's a familiar face missing from spring training this year, and I'll be back to talk about him after this from the Marine Products Group of the Chrysler Corporation. Thinking of buying a boat? Now the Chrysler crew comes through with its great new expanded line of inboard outdrives. Pick from 9 great ways to go. With inboard outdrive, the engine goes inside the boat, but the outboard drive and tilt-up prop are outside. There's an inboard outdrive for just about every size and kind of boat. Chrysler even puts 80 horses in a boat as small as a 14-footer. Or you can get the first real big boat inboard outdrive, the new Chrysler 290-horse V8. And in between, all the power you need, every time you need it, like the Chrysler Volvo 120 or the Chrysler 175. 9 models combine the maneuverability and trailerability of outboards with the economy and dependability of inboards. Chrysler builds great inboards, too. Tell your dealer you want Chrysler power in your next boat. Shortly before the California Angels reported to spring training, General Manager Fred Haney announced that a familiar face would be missing in camp. Albie Pearson, one of the first stars the Angels ever had, decided that a bad back would make him retire. Albie Pearson didn't rewrite any record books while he was playing, but he's a guy who'll be missed by both the players and the fans. Now, I'm not holding him too lightly as a player. In 1958 with Washington, he was voted the American League's Rookie of the Year. With the Angels in 1963, he hit .304 and made the All-Star team. But the fact remains that Albie is going to be remembered for his size, or maybe I should say for the lack of it. There was always some question about just how big Pearson really is. Some people say that he really isn't as short as some other people say he is. But nobody has ever figured him as high as 5'5½". In addition to being talented and short, Albie was also recognized as an entertainer. He knew people were watching him, and he didn't disappoint them. He had all the gags that go with little guys. He never denied this. In fact, he used to refer to himself as the littlest hot dog in baseball. Sometimes that's resented in a player, but Albie always got along well with his teammates. Pearson is also a very religious man. He doesn't try to force this on other people, but he's very sincere. He did try one bit of missionary work while he was with the Angels several years ago. He asked for and got permission to room with Bo Belinsky. The experiment didn't last very long, but the two men were still friends when it ended. Albie's next roomie was pitcher Don Lee, a big man. Lee described the situation by saying, "I tried not to disturb him. He's small and burns up a lot of energy, so I know how important sleep is to him. Albie was no trouble. If he got noisy, I just stuffed him in a drawer." Pearson had a couple of other interests. One was golf, and he was very good at it. He won a lot of baseball players' tournaments, and 5 years ago, he won the Pro-Am at the Bing Crosby tournament with professional Bob McAllister. Albie was also a little bit of a hot dog on the golf course. As he said, "My putter has flown a few miles, but without an airline." Another interest was music. In 1961, Capitol released a record of Albie singing. Was it a hit? Pearson says it sold 997,000 copies, less than a million. He was a singer, a golfer, and yes, even a hot dog. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. And now this for the Marine Products Group of the Chrysler Corporation. Chrysler inboard outdrives start easily. Cruise all day long on regular gasoline. Power range from 80 to 290 horsepower. There's an inboard outdrive for almost every size boat. Tell your dealer you want a Chrysler inboard outdrive in your next boat.
Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola was brought to you by Chrysler Marine Products, Chrysler Corporation. Joe will be back later on Monitor. He's a weekend regular. During the week, catch a sports show on NBC Radio. Lothar's theme by Klaus Ogerman. A reminder that later this evening there'll be an NBC News radio special, the title of which is Impact, Radio Around the World. It's an in-depth survey of the most useful and universal communications medium, how radio functions as an educational, news, and entertainment medium in countries around the globe. Monitor takes time out now for its many NBC stations around the country, one of which is WMC, Memphis, Tennessee.
Weekends are different. So is Monitor on the NBC Radio Network.
When the Swallows Come Back to Capistrano. And the sequel to that is When the Buzzards Come Back to Hinckley, Ohio. But nobody's written it yet. Somebody in Hinckley ought to. Next Wednesday is Buzzard Day in Hinckley. The birds are supposed to return there from their winter quarters in the Great Smokies. Nobody knows why. If you're curious, folks, put in a call to your friendly ornithologist, and we'll put on the cry of the wild goose by the Baja Marimba Band.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark today. There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
Next on Monitor, Arlene Francis, brought to you by O'Brien Paint. Be sure the paint you're buying is O'Brien. Here's Arlene.
In 1 minute, our guest will be Xavier Cugat, musician, conductor, and owner of three beautiful homes. A favorite subject of conversation for a lot of women I know is home decorating. And the O'Brien people have a new angle on the subject that could liven these conversations considerably. That's the use of color outside your home, on patio surfaces, breezeway areas, porch floors, even sidewalks. O'Brien's Vine Guard floor enamel works beautifully in these outdoor areas. Think of the possibilities with the more than 800 colors you can choose from. Bright reds, sunny yellows, restful greens, quickly. Cleans up with soap and water, also quickly. And don't overlook Vine Guard inside. When you want to bring out color in and around your home, bring home VineGuard Vinyl Enamel from your neighborhood O'Brien dealer. Xavier Cugat, I understand that you often have to stay in hotels, even when you're in a city where you own your own home.
Well, there we are. You see, I have all these places, but now, naturally, I sublet them because I couldn't keep all these places empty. I have a beautiful home in Rome that I bought from Earl Flynn, a penthouse, beautiful penthouse there. Then I have a gorgeous place in Beverly Hills and the penthouse in New York that when you open the door, you think that Picasso lived there because they're full of beautiful colors. I love to be.
Did you decorate it yourself?
Yes. And the main thing in those homes are the colors of the walls. You know, I really love bright colors.
Now, for example, what are the walls? The living room, for example.
Well, when I open the door here in my apartment, the hall is really Chinese, deep Chinese red. Uh-huh. With very big white Moorish doors. Beautiful Moorish doors, but they go to the ceiling white.
Yeah.
And against that, and a black floor.
Uh-huh. Now, all right, we've left the foyer. We go into the living room.
Then when we open those white doors, we see the living room, and it's most, the whole thing is like lemon. Lemon color, or I would say chartreuse. The ceiling is white with the chartreuse. Then the furniture is very deep green, and the rugs are all gold.
Now we've left the living room. We go into perhaps the...
Well, naturally, a big black piano with red roses on top of it and a beautiful Picasso on the wall.
Do you keep fresh flowers in your apartment?
All the time. I keep three things. My chihuahuas, my flowers, and my beautiful wife.
Do you cook for your chihuahuas?
Why, of course. And she's very particular, you know. She doesn't eat everything, you know.
You've spoiled her.
Yeah, when I buy the hamburgers for her, sometimes she refuses and I smell them. I know they had onions or they had garlic, you know. These.
She doesn't want that.
And they have to be boiled, not broil. Very particular.
What color is your bedroom?
The bedroom, it's color de orquídea.
Lavender, violet?
Very light.
Very light.
Very
violet.
Light, yes. Mm-hmm. And the
mauve.
The headbed is an old antique Spanish bed, but it's in gold, painted in gold. And the covers of the things are also judged with the white rug, of course. Very, very beautiful. Coloring is the main thing.
Everybody seems to make at least one expensive mistake when they decorate. Have you made one?
Yes. Putting a white rug in the bedroom.
In New York, it's impossible.
In New York, it's impossible, yes. And you know how it is. We are not in Japan where you can take off your shoes at the moment we get in there.
Thank you very much, Xavier Kuga. This is Arlene Francis for Monitor.
When it's paint you plan on buying, see the man who sells O'Brien. He can answer any questions you may have. He'll explain just how to use the O'Brien paint you choose for quality, top quality.
Be sure you see the man who sells O'Brien.
One more time.
Be sure the paint you're buying is O'Brien.
Arlene Francis will be back next weekend on Monitor. New number here by Jimmy Rosselli called Who Can Say?
can say why the tears must fall, why the sun leaves the sky, why we have to say goodbye. Who can say when the dawn will break, when from loneliness our hearts will reawake? Though the world may change, never change the love I have for you. Please believe there will come a day.
You are on the Monitor Beacon. Gunter Kallman's Ork and Kork.
Thank you.
In one moment, Mel Allen reports on sports. Monitor Sports is brought to you by the entire family of Wins products that keep your car going strong.
Presenting the Win Oil Company Corral, directed by John Philip Azusa. With narration by Mr. Keenan Wynn. No relation.
This is Keenan Wynn.
Wynn.
Why is it just because I also spell my name, W-Y-N-N, everyone insists I'm related to the Wynn Oil Company people?
People.
Many strangers share the same name. Some people even have the same name as a place, like our choral director, John Philip Azusa. Even though his name is the same as Wynn's home city, he is no more related to it than I am to the people who make Wynn's famous friction proofing, Wynn's engine tune-up, Wynn's new charge, and many other products, all designed to keep your car going strong. Maestro.
Yes?
You're not related to the city where the Wynn Oil Company is located, are you?
Of course I am. Azusa, Azusa, California. But keep your car going strong, capital of the world, Wynn's.
At the Monitor Sports Desk now, Mel Allen.
Thank you very much, Henry. Hello there, everybody. You know, tournament golf may be a game for young men with steady nerves, but when it comes to Julius Burris, forget it. The 47-year-old father of seven won the $23,000 first prize in the $115,000 Florida Citrus Open in Orlando today with a one-stroke victory over Arnie Palmer and Canada's George Knudsen. Tied with two others for the lead at the start of today's final round, Burris shot a 70 for a 72-hole total of 274, 10 under par. Palmer got his 275 with a 68 today and Knudsen with a 66. The three-day North American Alpine Ski Championships at Cannon Mountain, Franconia, New Hampshire, ended today. Now, a report from Monitor's Dean Slack.
The French national ski team, with Jean-Claude Killy and Marielle Goichel leading the way, won every event. Downhill, giant slalom, and today the slalom to give the French a complete sweep in the North American Alpine here at Cannon Mountain. Marielle Goichel, recovering from a bad fall suffered in Europe, had a fifth on her first run, but a first the second time down to give her the win. Keeley blazed down this ice-covered mountain for the best time on the first men's run, and then with Jimmy Hugo of the United States in a great position to pull an upset on the second, Keeley played it safe to edge Hugo for the win by 7/100ths of a second. Keeley's win today gave him a three-way victory, placing first in all three events. Herbert Huber of Austria was third, Scotty Henderson of Canada fourth. In the girls' competition, Isabel Mir of France was second behind Marielle Goichel. Annie Famos, also of France, third. Rosie Fortin of Waitsfield, Vermont, was fourth for the best finish for the American girls. This is Dean Flagg in Franconia, New Hampshire, reporting for Monitor Sports.
Turning to pro football, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution says that Baltimore and Minnesota probably will bypass Florida quarterback Steve Spurrier, the Heisman Trophy winner, in Tuesday's combined draft. If that does happen, the Atlanta Falcons, who have the next pick, probably will claim Spurrier, but with the intention of trading him. No comment from the Atlanta front office. The paper also said that Baltimore probably will claim Michigan State tackle Bubba Smith in the first round, that Minnesota will go for Michigan State halfback Clint Jones. The National Basketball Association players seem to be quite serious about their threatened strike for a better pension fund. Members of the Cincinnati Royals have unanimously voted to back their player association and strike the playoffs. The NBA has given the players until noon Tuesday to accept management pension offers or else the playoffs, in which there's a $280,000 guaranteed player pool, will be canceled. In NBA games this afternoon, Hal Greer scored 38 points to pace Philadelphia to 131-120 victory over New York. Walt Bellamy, high man for the Knicks, with 34. Boston, behind Bailey Howell's 30-point outburst, turned back Baltimore 123-118. The Bullets' Ray Scott led all scorers with 31. In baseball, Cleveland southpaw Sam McDowell was contrite today after being fined by manager Joe Adcock and left behind when the club traveled from Tucson to Phoenix to play the Giants. McDowell was hit with a fine believed as high as $500 after being booked Wednesday on charges of being intoxicated. McDowell, who once roomed with Adcock, said that when his manager says jump, I'll jump. Said furthermore, Joe's one of the best friends I have in baseball. But as manager, Joe had no choice and had to fine him. Exhibition game scores: Atlanta 4, Dodgers 2, Mets 7, Cardinals 1, Pittsburgh 10, Philadelphia 4, Boston 8, Kansas City 3, Chicago White Sox 8, Cincinnati 5, Detroit 10, Minnesota 3, Washington 4, Houston 3 in 10 innings, Baltimore 7, New York Yankees 2. Now for some carpet talk. Check out Pat Kraft's Holly Hill. It's a carpet that can really take it. Made with pile of Orlon 33 acrylic by DuPont, the Springier carpet fiber that's hard to beat.
Springier, bouncier, it's the carpet fiber that's livelier. Springier, livelier, made by DuPont, it's Orlon 33.
Pat Kraft's Holly Hill comes in solid colors and two tones, one springier than the next. This is Mel Allen for Monitor Sports, reminding you that for more features and news from the world of sports, stay tuned to Monitor.
Mel Allen will be back this evening with more late sports news and results. Also in the evening portion of Monitor, Ted Webb's Sport of Speed and Joe Garagiola. Here's Claudine Longer's husband, otherwise known as Andy Williams.
Just think of things like daffodils and peaceful sheep on clover hills, the morning song of whippoorwills, and you'll see the face that I love. Think of any old sky getting ready to cry. Down comes the rain, but it's raining confetti. And think of things like far-off isles, to blue-green eyes and sunlit smiles. And in your hand, a wishing star, the one you thought too far above. Every lovely view introduces you to the face I love.
A message meant for you.
Put more sparkle in your life today with sparkling champagne. Get with living the exciting way. Drink sparkling champagne.
Mealtime, party time, any time is a happy time with sparkling champagne. C-H-A-M-P-A-L-E. Like nothing else you ever tasted except champagne. Buy sparkling champagne wherever beer is sold. Costs just pennies more. Sparkling champagne malt liquor. Metropolis Brewery, Trenton, New Jersey. Celia by the Brass Choir. This is Henry Morgan. Thanks for joining me. See you Sunday next.
See you the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere. From NBC.
Did you say three cheers for Abraham and Strauss?
No, I said 3,000 chairs at Abraham and Strauss are on sale for one day, tomorrow only. Top quality decorator occasional chairs, all reduced to a single one-day sellout price. A&S own original prices were $59.95 to $69.95 each. Tomorrow, two for $99. Every style chair imaginable, from traditional to contemporary to French and Italian provincial. Every type chair imaginable, even lounge chairs and swivels. Every kind of fine fabric, from tweeds to antique satins, even costly prints. many for immediate delivery, others custom covered to your order. Decorator chairs for every room in your home. Mix them or match them. Any two for $99. Only $9 down. Tomorrow only. Monday only. At A&S Brooklyn store. Selections also at A&S Hempstead, Babylon, Huntington, and Manhasset stores. They're all open late this Monday night.
Although he's well polished, Sterling loves to play games on Fortune Phone at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on the Big Voice of Big Town USA. WNBC, New York.